We can all agree that as bad as the COVID-19 pandemic is, the spreading of fake news during these trying times has been equally as bad. Waking up every morning, there's at least one WhatsApp forwards being shared around that will definitely be fake. The fact that there are people who are purposely spreading lies and creating unnecessary panic while getting some sort of joy out of it is truly terrifying. Recently, there's one that even claims garlic can cure COVID-19. To curb this, in his press conference today, our defense minister, Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqob, has announced that PDRM will be taking action towards any individuals who are caught spreading fake news even if they've deleted the message or post. He added that the police will not compromise towards anyone spreading fake news. According to Bernama, he said PDRM and Sriwijaya Komunikasi Dan Multimedia Malaysia (SKMM) have 217 investigation cases regarding the spreading of fake news. 162 cases are still in probe while 23 cases have been prosecuted. The police will act against anyone regardless of social media, media portals and so on. If that happens, the police will not compromise. To solidify his statement, he explained that recently an individual who was caught spreading fake news released an apology statement and deleted the post, but the police still called the individual for further investigation. We're glad that the government is taking this proactive step to stop fake news from being spread around. Henceforth, whenever you're about to share any news, make sure to check and cross-reference to ensure its authenticity. Also read, 90-year-old Majin lady living alone found dead in her JB home, relatives stuck in Singapore due to MCO. You have reached the end of this story.